This is green jello and other things Khan doesn't like to put in his mouth. An oral notfic by Irina Jenkins
and Opal Song.
This story is rated PG and is gen, with additional tags for multiculturalism, food, textures. Khan puts lots of things in his mouth and the Teen Titans enjoy it. And it's just like, there's so much stuff that you could do with him, like, learning to be a person. And I haven't found that fic that does it for me with that. But, like, he literally hatched out of a test tube. He doesn't know anything except what they told him. Give me, like, 800,000 words of him experiencing shit for the first time.
I know! Okay, so I recently rewatched the first, like, two episodes of Young Justice. And, yeah. The thing where they're like...
He doesn't even have shoes! Give me the first time he wears socks. He's born in a bodysuit. Give me the first time Khan wears socks. And he's like, what is this? My feet are constricted and yet also have movement.
Or even the first time, like, he's been in that bodysuit as much as he can remember.
Textures. Gets,
yeah, and he, oh man, give me the fic where Khan is one of those people who like, really loves different, like, textures and stuff, like on their skin, like, and really soft things and really rough things, and he gets off on it.
Oh, yes. And it's not just like, oh, Kryptonians have super skin or whatever. It's like the fact that he doesn't have these experiences, so everything is new for him.
And everything is like, even if it's not super new anymore, it's not like he's grown up since a tiny child, like, feeling all of these things, so...
He doesn't have calluses.
Oh, man.
His skin is literally soft as a baby's bottom.
Wow.
Ah!
Yeah.
Or the first time he has to, like, they get, I mean, they don't really cover this in the show, but, like, if he's been growing in a tube, his stomach is not used to food.
Neither is his mouth.
Ah!
He becomes one of those, like, just eating things is, like, weird for him. Yes. And, I mean, you could take that in a really serious way in that, like, I mean, his stomach isn't used to food. Like, he has to eat tiny, tiny portions many, many times a day. Like, he has to basically snack all the time.
Yes. And it has to be, because, like, super high protein, super high caloric intake because of his crazy metabolism.
Well, and because he can't eat. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's the same as somebody recovering from, you know, starvation or an eating mm-hmm. disorder or something. Like he can't shove his stomach full of food.
Because he'd physically be in pain.
Well, and ill.
Yeah.
Like, he would just throw it up right away. Like, they try, and it doesn't work. Like, you could take that in some really realistic sort of ways and deal with some stuff like that with him learning how to eat. And then once he finally can eat, like, he does not necessarily have a concept of this is what I should eat and this is what I shouldn't eat, you know, and mm-hmm. and those sorts of things, like, you know, you could write a fic about Khan and food. And just his
so
relationship with food, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could also gloss over that with going, you know, they input stuff into his brain. And he's got a
No, but you
stomach,
could totally
so.
Take it, you could totally take it in the hilarious way, too, of, like, combination of food plus textures. The first time Khan eats Jell-O. The first time Khan eats Jell-O.
Oh my gosh, the first time Khan eats Jell-O. I feel like, okay, so here's the fic about that. So they get him out of the tube, it's all like blah 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 blah, they're hanging out wherever, whichever canon you want to use. I'm a fan of Tim Khan, so not Young Justice canon, necessarily.
It's an amalgam of DC. Do they live in the T-shaped Titans Tower on weekends? Or do they live in the volcano? Because Young Justice has that volcano.
I don't know. I don't care. But anyway, they're in their home base. And, like, so Khan has been being a person for a while. And, you know, it's been actually a couple of months. So, like, he figures he's gotten the hang of being a person. And everybody else has sort of stopped treating him like, oh, you are a clone. We need to, like, be careful what we do. Or, you know, watch you as you try new things, right? Like, nobody's thinking
about it. The novelty's worn off a little bit for them.
Exactly. So, then somebody just brings in Jell-O, or Jell-O Jigglers.
Yes! Right? Yes.
You know, just, like, somebody does it because maybe Miss Martian, like, mentioned that she's never had Jell-O before or something. Or, Starfire, or whoever.
Okay.
Like, somebody
mentions else who's they've... from the... Okay. Somebody else is alien.
Yeah. Just mentions, oh, I've never had Jell-O before. So somebody brings in Jell-O Jigglers, or maybe it's just, they just bring it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's eating them, and then Khan goes up and eats it, and they didn't realize that, like, I mean, he's been eating pretty normal food up until this point. You know, all the sort of normal foody textures. He tries Jell-O and is like, what the fuck is this?
It looks like a solid, but it squishes like something. What is this?
And it kind of melts in your mouth, and like, I don't understand what is going on, and it tastes super fake and like chemicals, and yet like
he's strangely compelling.
I know. So he's just like out of his mind, and everybody is staring at him because they had
totally forgot. Oh, is he doing the thing where you sort of like squish it through your teeth a little bit, and it's like, what is going on in my face?
Yeah, exactly. Like he's just like what is this? And everybody else, like, even, like, say it was Miss Martian who hadn't had it, is like, oh, this, you know, tastes like X food. Like, this is like X food in, on my planet or whatever, right?
Okay.
Totally, like, it wasn't weird. And so, I feel like, so she didn't have that reaction that was like, what is this? So everybody was like, grumble, grumble, okay, fine. You know, we didn't freak you out
at
all.
We didn't get the thing that we wanted. We didn't get you to react visibly.
Yeah. And so everybody's just kind of eating. And then Khan just, like, freaks out. And they're like, what, have you never had Jell-O before? And he's like, no! I was born literally 3 months ago. Nobody has had Jell-O in the Titans' home base. Like, what is this? This is, like, I can't decide whether it is the best thing I've ever eaten or the grossest thing I've ever eaten. I don't even know why you would make this. What is it? Is it a liquid? Is it a solid? I don't understand.
And then somebody tells him what Jell-O is made out of.
Oh my goodness. And so, like...
And then he's just like, who was the first person to ever think that this was something we should put in our faces?
Somebody asks him, like, some reporter or something, like, later that week, asks him, like, what is his favorite food? And he's like, I can tell you what my least favorite food is. Who the fuck came up with Jell-O?
And he becomes a meme.
Yes. Oh. So, yeah. Yeah. So then, yeah. Yeah. But then it becomes a thing with the Teen Titans. Because, like, they've been trying to get, like, Miss Martian and Starfire to, you know, try all their Earth foods, right? But all of their reactions were just really, like, meh. Except for to the cheeseburger. That was really weird. But now they have Khan, who they realize, once again, has never eaten any of this stuff. Has he eaten pudding? We don't know. Is that a solid or liquid?
Like, has he had bubble tea? It's a liquid, but there's chunks in it.
Oh, bubble tea is disgusting.
Yes, and he gets one stuck in the straw, and he's just really unhappy with everything.
Has, like, so basically it becomes, like, this thing about, like, making Khan try all the foods. Like, everything. At one point, Tim invites him to, like, a Wayne family, like, gala or something because they have super hoity-toity food, right?
Ah!
And he's like, you need to try this. So Connor Kent comes to a Wayne Gallery, whatever, like a Wayne.
Does he try caviar?
Party. Probably, and is like, you guys are so mean.
Oh, and then, like, what's the one? Cracklins? What's the one where it's like...
Oh, yeah, it's just, like, fried fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can't all be squishy things. There's gotta be some weird crunchy stuff, too, in there. And then it's gotta be some, like...
And I feel like somebody goes to Japan, because my personal pet peeve... So I went to Japan, and in Japan, they have their super, super traditional food. Like, more traditional than even most Japanese people eat these days. And it is, like, 90% of it is slimy.
Ooh, okay.
So, that is a texture that, like, I couldn't eat it. It was, like, it's not a thing that I'm into.
Bart brings it back.
Yeah. And, because they're trying to find new things, and, like, things from all over the world, right? So they have these, like, slimy, like, if we want to go really Japanese, like, natto. The fermented soybeans that are slimy and fermented and, yeah.
Do they also give them a 1,000-year-old egg?
Probably. Like, they just find all of the foods for him to try. And
oh, God.
Some of...
They give him a chopped basket.
What is that?
On the Food Network, they have a show called Chopped, and
Chopped! Yes, okay, yes, yes.
They just give him a basket full of dissimilar things, and he just has, like, this is my basket.
I feel like, and so through this, I feel like he actually, like, gains cooking skill and whatever. Like, he learns about food and learns lots about food, and he ends
and
he
learns how to be a person because of culture.
Well, yeah, because he learns a little bit about, like, cultures through the foods, and, like, he still doesn't know what the fuck Jell-O is. And he ends up liking stuff like natto, because, like, there's a thing, like, when I went to Japan, they said that, like, you know somebody, like, is a native Japanese person, like, is Japanese if they like natto, because it is that much of an acquired taste. Like, you basically have to have been eating it since you were a small child to like it.
Okay.
But he, like... randomly likes that, and, like, that is the favorite, his most favorite thing that they've had him try so far, or something like that. Like, something that everybody is like, why would you choose that? Like, why is that your favorite food? Like, why? What monster have we created?
Canonically, Beast Boy Gar is a vegan, or a vegetarian,
right.
Because he turns into, so he gives him seitan.
What
is
that?
It's a soy protein type, like, instead of, seitan and tempeh are meat replacements.
Okay.
And they
okay.
both taste like shit on a shingle. It's awful. Seitan and tempeh has, like, chunks of grain stuff in it. It's like, okay, because my mom's, mostly vegan, and I grew up vegetarian, and I didn't start eating, like, chicken noodle soup until college, basically. I was like, oh my god, this is a taste revelation, what is this? But, I grew up with a lot of meat substitutes, and, like, some things, you put enough sauce on it, it'll still taste okay, but... seitan has this really awkward texture as far as, like, being both chewy and tough at the same time. And you're supposed to be able to cook it the same way you would tofu. It's just not, it's not a delightful sensation to me. And then tempeh is another meat substitute, but it's got, like, chunks of other stuff in it. It's like if you made a non-meat soy replacement sausage. So, like, I feel like Gar would be like, look, I am also participating. Let me give you some of the things that I have to eat because I can't eat the animals. And then Khan's
but
like,
also
nope,
just
I'm gonna eat
tofu,
the animals.
Right?
Yeah,
but
I
just
mean...
like, and I feel like Khan would be like, I really like tofu. Like, I mean, it's another one of those, like, what is this texture?
Yes, yes.
You know?
The other thing with tofu, too, is, like, depending on what you buy, you can have something that's, like, it's got the same, similar consistency to, like, a steak. Or you can have the stuff that you put in a blender and make into a smoothie. Yes. Depending on the firmness. And it's like...
And I feel like Khan tries it all.
Yes.
Like, because at some point it stops being the others trying to freak him out with foods. And it starts being Khan...
trying to figure out his own self?
Yeah, Khan trying to figure himself out through food.
Oh, like, I like so that.
So he tries different things and goes to different places to try things from their cultures. And in their cultures, like, he eats street food from different places, like, just buying it from vendors and...
Khan took that whole semi-sabbatical thing at Hawaii. In the comics, Khan, like, basically, he decamps from the tube and then he runs off to Hawaii to surf and be a bum and like, play with space teenagers and whatever. And he learns to surf and he dates Knockout, who ends up being a supervillain. But Poke is a chopped, sort of similar to a ceviche, it's a chopped raw fish cooked in, like, lime juice type acid kind of deal. And if you like fish, it's good. But if you like things that don't look like pre-chewed food, it's not for you.
Ah.
Yes. And it's like a very... Poke and Spam are like two...
Ah, yes.
Yes.
My roommate eats Spam.
So Khan having those things, and he's like, yes, this reminds me of something.
Yeah, like...
And everyone's like, this is the stereotypical weird thing, and you enjoy that. And Khan just be yeah. like... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like this fic... You know, it starts out as a crack, like, what the fuck is Jell-O? And turns and into, like...
Character Khan... examination.
Yeah. And turns into Khan just, like, he discovers his world and discovers himself through food. And, I mean, the others still occasionally bring him things that are like, what is this? Like,
but then
that,
it's like
that they
team
try
bonding.
To freak him out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's more of a team bonding, and it becomes more of a, like, let's try to get Robin to make a face and admit that this pepper is too hot for him.
Yes.
Spoilers, it doesn't happen.
He's literally sweating through his pants, but he's not making the face.
No, he's not making a face, he's not doing anything. And, like, and it turns into, like, that, and turns into... Let's find, you know, the best meat substitute for Gar. Like, we're all going to eat vegetarian for a week to try to find the best
yes.
way to cook this thing and to do that. And, like...
Let's find the earth food that most reminds Ms. Martian of whatever her thing is.
Exactly. And all of that sort of thing. Let's try to make Starfire, like... make the grossest face possible as she eats this thing. Or, you know, all of those sorts of things, right?
Yeah.
Like, it just becomes team bonding through food. And Khan is really excited because he kind of started this.
Yes! And then they have, like, it's not really traditional family meal, but they do have, like, once every couple weeks or so, everybody's all in the same time and they're all eating. And it's like...
Yeah.
It may not be everyone has to be home for dinner by 5 o'clock, but at the same time, we have team bond.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then one day they get shawarma.
That is how the... No, that is if this was an actual fic. It would get to, like, there would be the wrap-up, and then the end, and then some author's notes, and then after that it would be... And then they go to a shawarma place.
Yes.
And Khan insists they go to an actual shawarma place, like... In, like, is it Indian? Greek?
I thought shawarma was Greek, but I'm not sure. Let's look.
Okay. He insists that they go to whichever country shawarma is from and eat it there.
Yes. It's Arabic.
Okay, Arabic.
Alright, so we were both wrong.
Yes, we were both very wrong. Okay, so they go to an Arabic country and... eat actual shawarma.
Yes. Yes.
And that is, but it's like post credit scene.
Yes, it's like 2.5 sentences.
Yeah. It's like, you know, this isn't bad. I think I saw a movie where this happened once.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.